Regarding the laws of Shabbos, we are in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph, which discusses the Din Shalosh Seudos. So we're now going to continue with the next Sif, which is Sif Hey. Sarach La'asos L'Bapas, that it's necessary to fulfill the mitzvah Shalosh Seudos, that a person is supposed to wash and have bread. The Ish Omrim, however, the Mechaber does bring down, Shiach La'asos L'Bachol Ma'achol Ha'asli Me'echad Me'chemeshes Mini dagat, that if a person does not wish to wash and have bread, you can still fulfill your mitzvah by having any of the five grains, namely that of wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, some cake or something similar to that. That's a way that a person can fulfill the mitzvah of Shalosh Seudos as well. V'yesh omrim, and then there are those that say, Shiach la'asosu b'dvarim shimolachdim behem hapas. You can use things that accompany bread, kibasar v'dagim. Person, instead of having even cake, you can just have some meat or fish, and some recommend having fish during all three meals, including Shalosh Seudos. That would be sufficient. Of a lo b'peros, fruit is not enough. V'yesh omrim, there are those that say they feel b'peros yachol asosa, that you could have fruit. Sfari shon ikar, the Mechaber concludes and says that the first opinion is the most important. Which is yachol asosa b'pas, you should wash that bread. Elimkin who saveya b'yosef, if you're very, very full, then to have bread is not necessary. And then he says, the Ramah says, Obamakam Shi'i Eshul Lechol Bapas, there's sometimes it can't have bread, which we're familiar with a couple of years ago, Kagon Be'er Pesach Shechlios B'Shabbos, in which Shabbos is the day preceding Pesach, so the issue of Shalosh Seudos, we said we're supposed to really have Shalosh Seudos after the 6.5 hours after sunrise, let's say 12:30 in the afternoon, and you can't have bread after that time, you can't have a matzah either. So then there's certain leniencies, certain loopholes that what one should do, which we discussed in the past. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this and says that the reason why there's an inyan of having bread is kivan di alfinan shosh seudos mishosh pamim hayom dechsivi gami man. When it refers to the man that fell in the midbar, it said in this one pasuk three times the word hayom. That sarach la'asos b'pas, that taught us that there's an inyan of having three meals, more specifically with bread. The gam mitzvah chatchil harbos v'madonim kipi yichalto. Shalosh Seudos, a person should also try to have a nice Shalosh Seudos according to that which they're able to afford, and depending on the communities, there are different people that celebrate and keep Shalosh Seudos with more food and with less. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that the kuli alma mitzvah and mukhar bepas ushni kikaros. Even though in fact there are different opinions, everyone says that the mitzvah and mukhar, the best way of fulfilling this mitzvah, is to actually have bread. To finish this sif, and Simon, Sif Vav says that Nashim Chayavos Besuda Shlishis, that the obligation of Shalosh Seudos does not just fall upon men, but it's also on women. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, D'lekol Milei D'Shabbos Ish V'Isha Shavim. When it comes to all the matters of Shabbos, we do not make any distinction between men and women, and therefore they have an obligation to have Shalosh Seudos. And then he gives, as we'll conclude with, another interesting reason why women are obligated to Shalosh Seudos. The Ode, Shigamim Hayu B'Neis Shel Haman. The reason why we have the three meals and with bread is Zecher L'Haman. That's why we have the two loaves. That's why we have the Lecha Mishnah. So they're also part of the Neis. We find other times that even though women are exempt from time-bound mitzvos, but if they're part of a miracle, then they're still obligated in fulfilling that particular mitzvah. And therefore, it's no different here. Now, kum amar ichu hayom. By that pasuk, it's referring to everyone that was eating. The obligation of Shalosh Seudos we derive from that pasuk, and it's not just referring to men that ate, women as well. And therefore, for that reason, Shalosh Seudos is an obligation for men and women alike.